It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. It's been a busy week for Rockwell. You remember Rockwell? I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Well, listen up, Rockwell. The White House has unveiled a privacy bill of rights, 7 principles for how privacy should work. Justin Brookman from the Center for Democracy and Technology says it was a long time coming.
The basic principles here are principles that have been based on what we call the Fair Information Practice Principles. They were first put forward by the Nixon administration in the 70s.
Nixon.
The basic ideas of, you know, transparency, telling people what's going on, giving people choice about how their data is being used and treated, getting rid of old data, they're axiomatic. And so the administration says, you know, we need to find a way to make this a reality for consumers.
But stating beliefs about privacy is one thing. Turning them into law is quite another. Brookman says we may get a new law someday.
But the law is not going to say what to do in every single situation, right? I mean, what technology might exist in 5 years, we're not entirely sure. You know, how the basic principles of transparency, get rid of old data, will apply in those situations. So there will be a need to kind of have folks come together and try to derive consensus on emerging issues.
So the Privacy Bill of Rights won't have much immediate impact on you and your computer. The new Do Not Track system will be more noticeable. A group of web companies has agreed to put Do Not Track buttons on browsers. If you click, advertisers are supposed to stop tracking you, which is nice. No one likes to be followed. Right, Rockwell? All I want is to be left alone in my average home. Oh, buddy, I hear you. But Carnegie Mellon University computer science professor Lori Craner says even this will be hard to implement.
Typical consumer, what do you think it means to track? They would probably say, well, if a company is following me around and looking at what I'm doing, that's tracking. But the industry says, well, there are a lot of times that we need to follow you around and look at what you're doing in order to provide services that you want and need. Like if you're on a retailer and you put stuff in your shopping basket, we need to know that. And so we're not going to call that tracking. And then they have a whole list of things that they say, we're not going to call that tracking. And depending on whether you're a consumer or whether you're Facebook or Google or a retailer, you probably have different interests in what should be tracking and what's not tracking.
I suppose they can't have a do not track in ways I don't want to be tracked, but do track in ways I want to be tracked button.
Well, that's exactly what we want, but you know, the devil's in the details there. How on earth would you build that?
Lori Craner from Carnegie Mellon University and Rockwell from 1984. Sunday night's Oscars will be a busy time on Twitter as tweeters live tweet the ceremony with rapid-fire jokes and observations. Liz Winstead is a comedian and co-creator of The Daily Show. I asked her how to be a great live tweeter. She says, don't just make the first joke that pops into your head.
If you go with your first instinct, generally there'll be a lot of people who kind of had that same thing happen in their brain. So if you have about a minute to then go with your second reaction, because that's the one that's going to be probably the one that's a little bit more unique.
Okay, that's the deeper cut, and that helps you stand out.
I think so, yes. Also, you know, a lot of fresh plastic surgery happens, and so it's good to sort of see who's crossed the ghoul line, because sometimes they can't control themselves. And so it's nice to see when they're talking to Ryan Seacrest on that red carpet just how removed from reality their faces have become. I always enjoyed that.
Who are you wearing? At what point did you become a hideous monster?
Pretty much.
Okay.
And
right.
Who's going to get robbed? Someone always gets robbed at the Oscars.
For more information on Twitter, you can look at computers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.